Masechet Zotos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Daled, until Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin. This perek talks about cases where there is a skylight in a ceiling, a hole in part of the ceiling which is not considered to be part of the oihel. And this Mishnah starts to talk about a case where there is a building which is made up of two different stories, one on top of the other, and arubay zoy gavzoy, there is a skylight in both of the ceilings, one directly above the other. And each of them is at least a tefach by a tefach, which is large enough to allow the tumor to escape and travel into the other story. Tumor babayis, if there is a piece of a dead body under the roofed part of the house, kenegad arubayis tohar, items which are directly underneath the skylights would remain pure, since those are not considered to be inside the oihel, they're not under the roof. Tumor kenegad arubayis, likewise, if there is a piece of a dead body directly underneath the skylight, so it's not considered to be inside of the oihel, and therefore habayis tohar, any item which is in the house, would remain pure, because since it's not inside the oihel, the tumor only travels directly upwards and downwards. What happens if hatumah bim habayis bein kenegad arubayis, there is a piece of a dead body, and it's relevant whether it's in the roofed part of the house, or it's directly underneath the skylights. And Nosan Dovah Shru Mekabel Tumah, somebody placed a movable item, a kli that is able to become Tomei, Beim Lamalon, Beim Lamaton, either on top of the upper skylight or on top of the lower skylight, the lower ceiling. He filled up the gap with this kli that is able to become Tomei. Since the kli is able to become Tomei, it certainly does not block any impurity from traveling beyond it. However, it does create an oihel in terms of stringency. That is to say, it does help to spread the impurity and to close the gap in order to consider the entire room to be underneath the oihel, and therefore, in that case, hakol tomei, everything would become impure. We no longer view the roof part of the house and the part which is underneath the skylight as two different things, two different areas. One which is underneath the oihel, one which isn't. Right now, it's all part of the oihel, and therefore, regardless of where the piece of the dead body is or where the other item is, the items in the house, wherever they are, will become tomei. Now, the Mishnah is even talking about a case where only the lower ceiling was filled up, the skylight was filled up with this kli. The kli is blocking the skylight now. So if that's the case, then why is the Mishnah saying that even over there, any item in the entire house would become tomei? Seemingly, the impurity which is in the lower story, it's true that it can escape via the opening which is at least the tefach, and the kli which is on top of it doesn't block that impurity because the kli is tomei. However, even once it does escape there, there is another skylight above that, so it's not covered by an oihel at the top story. And therefore, it should just really escape, and it shouldn't make the entire upper story tomei as well. The answer is that there is a halacha l'Moshe Sinai, a tradition that we have going back to Moshe Rabbeinu that he received at Har Sinai, called Gud Asik. Gud Asik is a concept that in certain cases, we are able to view something that is lower down as if it stretches to be even higher up than it is. And over here, too, we are able to use this concept of Gud Asik to imagine as if the kli, which was placed on top of the skylight in the lower ceiling, is raised and it fills up the skylight in the top ceiling as well. In which case, the top ceiling also, it's as if it no longer has a hole at the top, and therefore the impurity, which enters there via the bottom skylight and is not blocked by the kli over there, it would indeed spread to any item in the entire upper story. What happens if the kli that was placed on top of the skylight in order to block it was vidorish eino makabel tumah, it was an item that is not able to become tomei. And it was placed either to block the top skylight or the lower skylight, mimenu olamaton, anything which is lower down than that, tomei would indeed become tomei, because he has succeeded to close up the opening of the oihel, and the impurity is not able to escape anymore above there. But it would cause the entire story which is underneath that to be considered like one oihel, and the impurity would be spread throughout that entire oihel. But mimelo lamalon, anything which is above that kli that closed up the skylight, tohar would remain pure because that blocks the impurity from traveling beyond it. The reason is, although it's a kli and in general a movable item cannot block impurity from traveling beyond it, we've already seen that if it is part of the fixed structure, like in this case, it becomes a part of the ceiling, or at least it's very close to the ceiling itself, and it thereby gains the power that the ceiling has to block the impurity, the movable item will also gain that ability. Mishnah Hey, in an identical case where we have two skylights, one directly above the other, in a building that is made up of two stories, but in this case, Ein Ba'arubos Pesach Tefach, the skylights are smaller than a tefach by a tefach, which means that in theory, the impurity is not able to escape via that opening. Firstly, the Mishnah introduces, like in the previous cases, Tuma Babayis, if there is a piece of a dead body under the roof part of the house, Keneged Arubos Tohar, an item which is directly underneath the open part of the roof would remain pure, because those are not considered to be inside of the Oihel. Tuma Keneged Arubos, and likewise, if there was a piece of a dead body directly underneath the skylights, the open part of the ceiling, it's not considered to be in the Oihel at all. And therefore the impurity doesn't spread to the rest of the roofed part of the house. So Habayis Tohar, any item which is in the roofed part of the house would remain pure. Continues the Mishnah, Tumah Babayis, if there is a piece of a dead body inside the lower story of the house, and Nosan Ben Dovashu Mekabel Tumah, Ben Dovashu Einu Mekabel Tumah, and he places on top of the skylight to block it an item, and whether that item can or cannot become Tomei, and whether he places it on to block the top skylight or the lower skylight, in all of these cases, only the items in the lower story, where the dead body itself is, will become impure. So certainly the items which are underneath the part which is roofed in the lower story, those certainly will become tomei, because they're under the same roof as the impure item. As well as that, no item which is in the upper story of the building can become tomei, because the impurity is not able to escape from the lower story and enter into the upper story, because the gap in the ceiling is less than a tefach wide. The reason why even in the lower story, the items which are placed directly underneath the skylight would also become tomei, is because there is a roof on top of it. Even if the kli was placed on top of the upper skylight and the ceiling of the upper story, at the end of the day, that's situated on top of this area at the bottom as well. And so this is also considered to be inside of an oihel. It's not totally open at the top, and therefore it would also become tomei, together with all of the items in the lower story. What happens if a tumah keneged arubos, the piece of the dead body is directly underneath the skylights? And like in the previous case where it was underneath the roofed part of the lower story, over here it's on the floor of the lower story, but directly underneath the skylights. Nosan Dovashu Mekabel Tumah, and somebody placed a item that is able to become tomei on top of the skylight, Bein Milamalon, Bein Milamaton, whether he placed it in order to block the top skylight or the bottom skylight, Hakol Tomei, the items in the entire building will become tomei. Since the kli which was placed on top of the skylight can become tomei, it therefore does not have the ability to block any impurity from passing beyond it. And as well as that, since the impurity is not underneath the main part of the oihel, but it's underneath the skylight, so the impurity travels upwards and downwards. And such a transfer of impurity is able to escape even through a hole which is narrower than a tefach, and that's how it enters into the upper story as well. And even though the transfer of impurity is one of going upwards and downwards, at the end of the day, because the skylight has been closed, although the key doesn't prevent impurity from traveling beyond it, it does create a closure of the oihel for it to spread the tumah to any item underneath the oihel. However, the question needs to be asked in a case where the key was placed only on top of the lower skylight. That means that once the impurity enters upwards into the upper story, it entered an area which hasn't got a roof on it at all. So why does that impurity end up spreading to the entire upper story? The answer is because of the concept, once again, of good asik, that we imagine as if the kli which is lower down is actually raised and it's also covering the skylight on the ceiling of the upper story, in which case we consider that to be closed as well, and the impurity would spread to everything in the upper story underneath that oihel. On the other hand, if the item that he placed in order to block the skylight was something that is not able to become tomei, and therefore it does have the ability, since it is right next to the main structure, the fixed structure of the ceiling, it therefore gains the ability to block impurity from traveling beyond it, whether this item was placed on the top skylight or the lower skylight, Only the items which are in the lower story, where the piece of the dead body is, only those would become tomei. This is certainly the case in where the key was placed on the lower skylight. It closes off the entire oihel, so the tumah spreads throughout the entire lower story, and it's not able to penetrate into the upper story because, anyway, the skylight is narrower than a tefach, so it can never escape from the lower story into the upper one. Now, even in a case where the kli is placed only on top of the upper skylight, and the piece of the dead body is directly underneath it on the floor of the lower story, seemingly one would have said that the piece of the dead body is not really underneath the same oihel as the rest of the lower story is, because the lower story skylight has not been closed off, and the roof of this part is only the closed off skylight of the upper story. And if that's the case, then how does the impurity spread from there to all of the roofed part of the lower story? The answer is an opposite concept of good asik, which is when we can imagine that something is as if it is raised. There is an additional concept called good achis. And good achis states that we are able to view something as if it is lower down than in reality it is. And that's how we view it, as if the entire lower story, even the part which is underneath the skylight, is closed off. So it's like one oihel, and the impurity would spread to all of the items in the lower story. Mishnah Vov. This Mishnah continues to bring more applications of this idea of good asik, imagining that something is raised higher than it is. Aruba shehib soich habayis, if there is a skylight at the top of a particular room, a particular house. Now we return to a house that just has one story, or kadeiron asuna tachteha, and directly underneath the skylight is an earthenware pot. And the width of the pot is such that sheim ta'ale, if you were to raise it upwards directly, ein sifsei seho nogos ba'aruba, its rim and the edges of the pot would not be touching the edges of the skylight. It must be that they are virtually touching, but you're still able to pick up the pot, and it would fit through the skylight without touching the sides. The reason why this is important is because if we were to say good asik, then we'd imagine the pot to be raised to the level of the ceiling. And then, just like whenever a hole in a wall or a ceiling is filled up with a movable item, the movable item gains the ability to block the impurity, so too over here. But if the pot is wider, then even by raising it, it won't become in any way a part of the structure of the ceiling, because it's too wide to see it as if it is filling up the gap. And in that case, even if we were to say good asik, it would not give the movable item the ability to protect and block impurity from traveling beyond it. Be it as it may, the Mishnah says, Tumat tachteho, if there is a piece of a dead body underneath the earthenware pot, besoicha, or inside of it, el gaba, or above it, tumah beikas, ve'oila beikas, ve'yaredes, in all of these cases, the impurity travels and is transferred to anything which is directly above or directly below it. In this case, it's irrelevant to talk about good asik, because good asik is only said about partitions or an oihel, something which is a roof over a particular area. But over here, the pot is sitting on the floor, and therefore it's not an oihel at all. So it's just like a regular item which is underneath something which is not roofed at all. It's not considered to be inside of the oihel, and that's why it just travels upwards and downwards, but is not spread to the rest of the house. It should be noted, however, that we are talking about a earthenware pot that is able to become tomei. And because of that, any item which is inside of the pot, as well as the pot itself, will indeed be tomei. Even an item which is not directly in line with the dead body, because anything which is inside of the earthenware becomes tomei. The impurity, even in the case where the impurity is underneath the pot, it travels to the part which is right above the pot, and since the pot is open to that area above it, the impurity returns and goes downwards into the pot, and that way the pot itself becomes tomei. And as soon as the pot becomes tomei, it transfers its impurity to anything that is inside its airspace. We can see that lots of these mishnayos are just going over many of the principles that have been laid down throughout the Masechta, and combining them in different cases. What happens if the pot was raised at least a tefach from the ground? In this case, it's forming an oihel. And that means that it's now relevant to talk about good asik, because good asik is a law unique to an oihel, to something that is a roof of a particular area, or a partition of a particular area, like a wall, but it's not said about something which is just sitting on the ground. Says the Mishnah, tuatach teha ubabayis, if there is a piece of a dead body either underneath the pot or inside of the house. Tachteho, the abayis tome, anything which is underneath the pot, as well as anything which is in the house, would become tome. Those two roofed areas are right next to each other, they open up into each other. So as soon as one of them becomes tome, the other one does as well. However, toicho the gabo, any item which is inside the pot or above it, toho would remain pure. And even though the pot does not have the ability to block impurity from going beyond it, after all, it's just a movable item. In this case, because of the concept of good asik, we are able to view it as if it is raised up and goes and fills the gap in the ceiling. That's why it's important that it's not too wide, so it can just about fit into that hole. And then it would gain the ability, just like the ceiling itself, to block impurity. And that's why anything which is either inside of the pot or above it would not become tomei. And it's more likely that in this case, the way that the good asik works is not as if we view the entire pot as if it's higher up, but the walls of the pot we view as if they extend all the way until the top. So part of the pot is touching the ceiling, as it were, and therefore the entire pot gains the ability to block the impurity from traveling beyond even the bottom of the pot, and therefore anything inside or above the pot would remain pure. If there is a piece of a dead body, besoicha oyal gabo, either inside of the pot or above the pot, then a kol tome, any item inside of that house or in the pot or underneath it would become tome, because if the impurity is either above or inside of the pot, then the pot becomes tome itself. And a tome kli certainly does not have the ability at all to block any impurity, so the impurity travels downwards to the area which is underneath the pot, and automatically that combines with the entire airspace of the house itself, and all of the items would be tome. Mishnah Zayin, Haizun Sun Tzadot Kupa, if the barrel was placed on the side of a threshold of a house, as the diagram for this Mishnah shows, there is sort of a step at the doorway of the house, and part of it is underneath the lintel on top. The lintel itself is considered to be an extension of the oihel of the ceiling of the house, or of the walls of the house, that certainly is considered to be an oihel. And the step beneath it is partly underneath the lintel, and partly outside the house, totally underneath the sky. And the pot is placed on this step, inwards enough that she'imtale hi negas v'mashkev peser tefach. If you were to raise the barrel upwards, at least a tefach of the barrel would touch the lintel, which is another way of saying that at least a tefach of it is within the, it's underneath the oihel. However, it should be noted that we're talking about a case where the opening of the barrel is not directly underneath the lintel. As we mentioned earlier on, the opening at the top of the barrel was narrower than the main part of the barrel that bulged outwards. So in this case, the opening of the barrel is not at all directly underneath the lintel. However, there is at least a tefach of the rest of the barrel, the walls of the barrel, that is under the lintel. So in such a case where there is tumotach teha b'secher al gabo, there's a piece of a dead body either underneath the barrel, inside of it, or on top of it, and it's outside of the house, this piece of the dead body, in such a case, tumot b'kas v'oil b'kas v'yeredes, the impurity would travel directly upwards and directly downwards. And since the area right above the opening of the barrel at the top becomes tome, that impurity descends into the barrel itself, so the entire barrel will become impure. And in terms of what is outside of the barrel, only that which is directly above or below the piece of the dead body would be tome. The house itself does not become tome, because the piece of the dead body is outside of the house, and there's nothing that would bring that impurity into the inside of the house. What happens if Hosek Vomen or its tefach, the barrel was at least a tefach raised from the ground, which means that an oihel is formed underneath it. And here it begins being relevant, the fact that the Mishnah said that at least a tefach of the barrel is underneath the lintel. Because in such a case, that means that the oihel which is formed by the barrel overlaps by at least the space of a tefach, which is the minimum space which is significant in the laws of Ohalos. A tefach, at least, of the oihel formed by the barrel overlaps with the oihel formed by the house and the lintel. And that is necessary in order to combine the oihelim such that if one of them becomes tome, then the other oihel will automatically become tome as well. And even though we've seen countless examples of two oils which are next to each other, and that's enough for the impurity to spread from one to the other, they don't need to overlap at all. Over here, that the other side of the oil of the barrel is the open air, it's the sky. So in order to associate the oil with the oil that is formed by the house, it is necessary that it overlaps slightly with the oil of the house. So tumo tachtecho oy babayis, if there is a piece of a dead body either underneath the barrel or inside of the house, tachtecho babayis tome, both, all of the items which are both underneath the barrel or inside of the house would become tome. However, toicho, the items which are inside of the barrel, the gaba, or on top of the barrel, tohar, those would remain pure, and the reason for this is because of good asik. We view it as if the walls of the barrel's opening are raised upwards and reach the area right next to the lintel and combine together with the lintel to gain the ability to block impurity, just like the ceiling of the house is a fixed structure, so it has the ability to block impurity from traveling beyond it. So too, these imaginary taller walls of the barrel that reached the lintel, they would also prevent impurity from entering that area above the barrel, and indeed, inside of the barrel. What happens if Pesoich Oig Al Gaba, if the piece of the dead body is inside of the barrel or on top of it, Hakol Tome, then everything becomes impure. Because since the impurity is over there, it would enter into the barrel, and the barrel would become Tome. As soon as the barrel becomes Tome, it loses the ability to protect and prevent impurity from traveling beyond it, which means that the impurity would enter into the oihel underneath the barrel as well, which would combine with the oihel of the house, and all of the items would become tome. What happens if she'im ta'ale einon igaz bashkoi p'seach tefach, the barrel is positioned not inside of the house enough, such that if you were to raise the barrel, it would be less than a tefach touching the lintel. So less than a tefach is underneath the oihel which is formed by the lintel. Oi mudbekas bashkoif. Or if we have a different case where the pot is actually in the middle of the air and it's touching the lintel. In both of these cases, although the barrel is forming an oihel, it does not overlap with the oihel of the house. And like we mentioned, since the other side of the oihel which is formed by the barrel is open air, we need a certain overlap with the oihel of the house in order to associate the oihel of the barrel with the oil of the house. So in this case, if there is no overlap, tumo tachtecho, if there is a piece of dead body directly underneath the barrel, ein tome elo tachtecho, only the items which are underneath the barrel in that oihel would become tome, but it would not spread to the adjacent oihel of the house.